Blog Talk Radio.
Trust you,
We know and trust the Savior, and we know and trust the Holy Spirit, in whom we can have community and be strengthened to serve your glory. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let's play a couple songs before we get started. Okay, and we'll get into the message, and then I'll play a couple more songs, and okay, we'll go from there. And hopefully we'll have some callers by then. Yeah, that would be nice. All righty, here we go.
Thank you.
So I want to help somebody today and make all of us aware that life was never promised to be easy. I believe we need to go through a few things in order for us to understand and appreciate all that God has done and is doing for us again. We will never be understand what it's like to have a good day until we've never had a bad day. We'll never understand what it's like to be healthy unless we've been sick. We'll never understand what it's like to be happy unless we've been sad. We'll never understand what it's like to have money unless we've been broke. Can I get a witness? One of the key truths we all must come to grips with is that this place of meaning, Earth, is not our home. We are merely pilgrims passing through and doing so. We must learn and understand how to navigate our way along the journey. You see, Jesus knew that coming to this world, he would be faced with many different obstacles and adversities, yet he came anyway. His mission was to die for our sins and then rise on the third day as it was prophesied. But he also knew that some days would be better than others. Since he went through, and we're still here, it would still stand to reason that we're still going through. But the question is, how you will deal with going through? Our text is found in the Gospel of Matthew, here in chapter 5, as Jesus is beginning what he has been known throughout the ages as the Sermon on the Mount. In the beginning of the chapter, Jesus is teaching what is called the Beatitudes, and it's a series of conditions that people go through and what they can anticipate. I have learned and am learning that the difference between a good day and a bad day is our attitude. We can allow the situation to control us, or we can take control of the situation. I understand that we're humans and emotional beings, but we also have the ability and potential to not allow things and situations to get the best of us. Concerning the Beatitudes, the first thing the Lord says about all of them is blessed. He's addressing the situations we go through and a promise of positive outcome as we endure those challenges in life. Dr. Herbert Lockyer, in his book, All the Promises of the Bible, says, already we have suggested that all the blessings of the Bible can be treated as promises, and here is one of them. Whatever future application this promise may have, the Christ can claim it now. So you see, the word blessed, by definition, comes from the Greek word makaros, and it means spiritual joy and satisfaction that lasts regardless of conditions, that carries one through pain, sorrow, loss, and grief. So when we're going through, you need something and someone to hold on to, and something to get you through, someone to bring you through. And if you know that there's a blessing waiting for you, it makes that going through a whole lot easier to deal with. Let's see what the Lord says are blessed. He starts out with those poor in spirit. See, if we're not careful, this verse can be misunderstood very quickly. Some may take the words poor and the phrase kingdom of heaven to mean that the only way to enter into the kingdom of heaven is to be poor. It's important that we look at the entire verse to see what it actually says. You see, Jesus is making reference to the poor in spirit, which are those who are in spiritual poverty. This is a person who recognizes that he or she is completely, totally dependent on God for all their needs, wants, and desires. They realize not that it's not about the three favorite people and myself, but I would rather what and who God desires me to be. See, they don't operate in pride and living puffed up life, but know that their true blessing came from God. The Bible says in Proverbs verse 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So you see, Jesus promises that we who are poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is promised to us. We are told in Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, where we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if the children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, it shall be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. It's not a matter of being poor financially, but about being dependent on God for all things, therefore positioning ourselves to receive the kingdom of heaven. Those who mourn. To mourn is to have a broken heart. I believe all of us would agree that when a loved one transitions from life to eternal life, it has an effect on our hearts. The preacher's outline of the sermon Bible gives us at least three people who mourn. Those who are desperately sorrow for his sins and unworthiness before God, and those who really feel desperate plight and terrible sufferings of others, and those who experience personal tragedy and intense trauma. If it hasn't happened yet, keep living, and the opportunity to mourn will come knocking on the door of your heart. Jesus says that those who mourn will be comforted. Again, it's a condition with a promise, and he always keeps his promises. He knows what it's like to mourn or to be sorrow because the Bible says that would apply to him. We find in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, he has despised and rejected the men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hide our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But even though that happened to him, he still makes the promise of comforting his people. So when you are mourning and you need something to hold on to and look forward to, and the Bible promises in Psalm 16, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence of fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So when you are going through your mourning season, you may need something the world can't give you. But Jesus promises to comfort you like nobody can. Now let's look at those who are meek. Let me take a minute to clarify something. Meekness is not weakness, as some people think it is. They have the tendency of thinking that because a person is meek, you know, kind, gentle, easygoing, never gets upset about things, that they can be taken advantage of and will try to do it when they feel the opportunity presents itself. Actually, to be meek is to be strong. By definition, it means to have a strong but tender and humble life. A meek person is a disciplined person with the ability to be strong and able to take and conquer, yet understands they are God-controlled and operate from God's perspective. You see, the Apostle Paul talks about the control when he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, "What I keep under my body and bring into my subjection, at least by any means, when I have preached to others. I myself should be a castaway." He's telling us it does him no good if he can't tell people about the Lord, yet does nothing personally to follow the Lord. Jesus tells us that the meek shall inherit the earth. What exactly does that mean? I'm glad you asked that question. It means two things. The meek will enjoy and experience the good things of the earth now. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, "Being confident of this very thing, that which has begun a good work in you, will form it unto the day of Jesus Christ." You see, the meek have nothing to prove to anybody but the Lord and are very comfortable in their own skin. Are you comfortable with who you are? If we were spending all of our time pleasing others, will we make ourselves miserable before we know it? The meek understands that the earth will be theirs eternally. This pertains to the promise of the new heaven and the new earth that God has promised. The Apostle John tells us in Revelation 21, verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. But the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." So it's no matter of what you're going through, it's a matter of the promise of the Lord that will make it through. He never promised it would be easy, but he has told us he can make it easier to endure. He promises in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28-30, "Come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Well, that's the sermon for you tonight. I hope you get something out of that. Okay, and I hope that if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you will do so tonight. And all you have to do is say this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe it for true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you as the family of the Lord. We'd like to see the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. No, Jenna Jameson, that prayer was not stolen. That is an altar call prayer that a lot of pastors say around the world, Jenna Jameson. If you went to church someday, you may know this, okay? So until then, shut up, please. Okay. All right. If Denver goes, that goes for you, too. Okay. Quit posting that. All right. Anyway, so we're going to play.
Well, wait one moment. Before Ken starts to play any music or taking callers, being that we are a service to the LGBTQ community, I want to send our prayers out to the families and the people that were killed in Colorado Springs at Club Q. As of right now, it's 5 dead, 25 injured. Also on this day of trans remembrance, when we remember transgenders, 44 to this day, who have been killed here in the United States for whatever reasons. And one of those killed in the shooting in Colorado was also a member of the transgendered community. So just remember, everybody out there, be careful. Remember where you're at. Always be aware of your surroundings. And remember, they're coming for us. They're coming for our rights. They're coming for everything we have marched for and worked for. Those of you who didn't vote, well, we'll leave it at that. But be safe, y'all. Bye.
Thank you, Tony, for that wonderful message. I did give a shout-out to that at the beginning of the service.
I missed the beginning of the service.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to play a couple songs, and then I'm going to take some callers, okay? But before I do that, if you said the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, okay, we would like to welcome you to the family of God and say thank you, okay, and may he always keep you highly favored. And you can call in by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, okay, it's 657-383-1487 and press the 1G and you come on live. Amen. Anyway, okay, like I said, that's not a stolen prayer, Turner McGill, Johnny. Quit posting that prayer. It is not a stolen prayer. Preachers say that around the world for an altar call, okay? And I am a preacher, and I am preaching a message, so stop it, okay? All right, let's play the music.
Don't waste your life taking photos.
Amen, amen. I hope you enjoyed those songs. I'm going to take some callers now. Erica 111. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you, my friend?
I am doing very well as well. Okay, who do I have on the line?
Hello there. My name is Dr. Samuel Salvatore, and I'm calling to let you know. Hello there.
Hello. Yes.
I'm a representative of Keep Believing Ministries.
That's great to hear.
Well, thank you. I will be having the person that wrote that sermon calling in tonight.
Wow. That would be an honor.
Then Dr. Raymond Pritchard will be calling in to speak to you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Let's see about that.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, let's take another caller here. Area code 210. 210 on the air.
Hello, Pastor Ken. It's a Grover Washington.
What's up, Grover?
I'm doing all right. I was just wondering, who's this Ray Pritchard? Who's Raymond Pritchard?
Raymond Pritchard, he's a pastor and a colleague of mine, and he wrote a particular altar call. Okay, but a lot of pastors use that same altar call. I am not the only pastor to use it. So, okay. And we can thank Dr. Pritchard for writing that, okay, that wonderful altar call. And it's a great altar call to use on the radio. That's who Dr. Ray Pritchard is.
Is he there in San Antonio with us? Where does he live? Do you know? He said he's a colleague.
No, not exactly. No, I don't know exactly where he lives. No, I do not. Okay, but he's a great guy. He doesn't live here in San Antonio with us, no.
Well, I was going to go drop by and say hi to him if he's such a good friend of yours. I wonder if he'd minister to me, too. I'm a homeless man, you know.
I'm sure he would if he was here in San Antonio. Okay. Well, let's take us a more call, Grover. 111. You're on.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
My name is Raymond L. Pritchard, and I'm calling to thank you for spreading my sermon and also my prayer, but I do not appreciate you not giving me credit for my work, sir. Very upset, had a representative call in. I would like to know why I have not been giving proper credit for my prayer, sir.
Well, I didn't think you needed to be, to have the notification of it. There's a lot of pastors out there, Mr. Pritchard, use that prayer, okay, as part of their altar call, okay?
Sir, I do not approve of anyone using my sermons or my prayers without giving proper respect and due to me and my church services. Sir.
Okay. Well, I will remember that in the future.
Sir, do not cut me off. It is copywritten, sir. I have the copyright, sir. Do you understand me, sir?
Yes.
I do not want to get legal involved here, sir, but I will. I absolutely will.
Okay.
I will be billing you for the royalties, sir. This is not godly. This is not a godly show, sir. I will be charging you for the royalty, sir.
All right.
How much are you going to charge him? How much?
I will be in touch with my economic department, and they will tell me, and we will be sending a cease and desist to this fraudulent pastor. What is his name? Pastor Kenneth Fishman? Is that your name,
Kenneth
sir?
Kenneth Fishman. Yeah.
Kenneth Fishman.
He gave me some blowjobs. He's a gay pastor, and he gives blowjobs to the homeless. Hello.
Well, we're going to say goodbye to that fake Ray Pritchard. That was not the real Ray Pritchard. Anyway, okay, here we go with another 111 caller. 111, you're on the air.
Call back in, Ray.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a Mexican.
No, I'm a Cuban. What the fuck are wrong with you?
Well, you... Same thing.
Pastor King, I want to say hello to you, and I want to say I'm sorry about what happened in Colorado with the Club Q. It's no good. And I also want to let you know, but you're welcome. But I want you to know that, you know, I'm a very big fan. Ever since I changed my life to Apollo, I Dr. Ray Pritchard from the Keep on Leaping Ministries. And why are you stealing his shit, man? Why can't you come up with your own sermon? This guy works so hard, and then you come around and you steal his shit.
I didn't steal nothing, okay? I just used an altar call prayer that a lot of other pastors use as well.
Yeah, but you're not giving him no credit for it.
Years.
Nobody else does either.
Come on, man. That's no good. This guy a good guy, and you're treating him like he a fucking dick sock. Not even a pastor. What's the matter with you?
I am not treating him badly at all.
You ought to pay him for
you're
that.
You're stealing his
words.
Fucking work. You're stealing his work.
No, I'm not stealing his work.
You're a fucking dick suck. This is your problem, my fucking buddy.
Okay, goodbye, Rico. Another 111 call.
Kenneth, CC2, man, what's going on, brother?
Nothing much. I just simply use a prayer that I always use, my altar call prayer that I've been using, okay, for 7 years now, and since Turner McCullough got a whim of his ass, okay? He decided to sit there and be fake about everything, okay?
Kenneth.
Churches around the world use the altar call.
But, Kenneth, what I don't understand is why did you hang up on him? He wasn't being mean. He was just speaking the truth.
That wasn't his real rape, Richard. Come on.
Why
I'm
would anyone...
How Kenneth, do you know?
Why would anyone claim to be... What's his name?
Ray Pritchard.
Who the hell is Ray? I don't even know who that is, Kenny. I bet 99.999999% of the people on this show don't even know who the hell Ray Pritchard or whatever is. They don't even know who he is.
It's Keep Believing Ministries.
I've never heard of him. I just wanted to hear what he was talking about. I was having a hard time understanding him. He has a very strange voice, but I don't think it's fake. Why would anyone call
like
in with that book?
He sounds like he's sucking helium.
That Kenny.
It was fake, DC2. Trust me, it was fake. Okay? Half the people that call into the show are fake anyway. Okay?
What are you talking about?
How the hell do these people... Kenny, how would anybody even know who that is? Okay, Kenny. So, what I don't understand is why are we back to like the stealing the sermons and the prayers, Kenny? Did you cite the sermon?
I'm not stealing anybody's stuff.
Kenny, you didn't cite the sermon, Kenny. It's only right. Kenny,
talking about the prayer.
Circle of trust, Kenny. Kenny.
He's spreading the word. He's spreading it far and wide. He's got the words, and it's a good sermon, and he's just spreading it.
No, I mean, he is used to spreading, so I guess that makes sense, right, Kenny?
I'm not
Amen.
Not talking about spreading cheeks. That's different.
Oh, well, I mean, Kenny can do that, too. Kenny ambidextrous. He can do everything. He can do it all, right, Kenny? Kenny,
yeah.
You got any more callers, brother?
Yeah, I got another 111 caller.
I'm making
radio call
back. I want to talk to Ray.
Hope it's a good call.
Hey, Kenny.
Ooh.
Kent. I reckon that's Kent.
Hello, my sons.
Shalom, brother.
I wanted to know why Kenny is stealing sermons from other pastors.
Spermans.
That's
yes.
What I wanted to know.
My son.
No one's stealing sermons from other pastors. Thank
well,
you.
That's
you,
Sermon
and
Central.
Have a...
You.
Goodbye.
Kenny.
Why you hang up on him?
Kenny got the track shoes on tonight, man.
Yep.
This guy's
And I don't
Ray
appreciate
Preacher.
Being called out
who?
For a radio show, okay? By
oh, he's not wrong,
okay?
Kenny.
It wasn't the real Ray Pritchard.
How do you know?
Kenny, you don't even know the man. How the hell do you know what he sounds like or who he is? You don't know who he, Kenny, oh, my. Why would you
call
the show, Kenny?
Hello.
Good evening. Hello there. Hello.
Oh.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
Hello.
Listen,
this is Ray Pritchard.
Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman, I need to tell you something here. I want you to know that Dr. Raymond, as we call him Ray here. Ray Pritchard here has been a good friend of mine, and I've been a very, very, very close friend to him, and I have been a personal investor in Keep Believing Ministries here. And, Mr. Mary Lou, you are getting me so upset. You keep trying to dive in and take something that I have something to do with all the time here. You try to mess with Keep Believing Ministries? You try to ruin my God's Rainbow Ministries, and now you're stealing off of a very good friend of mine here. And to why do you do this, Mary Lou?
Goodbye.
Oh,
all
come
right.
On. Kenny, come on, man. What's wrong with you tonight, man? Did you get your period, Kenny?
No, Kenny,
I'm getting tired of being trolled on my show. And with that being involved, I'm getting ready to say goodnight to everybody and have a nice night.
I got a question. Ken, I got a question before you go. Ken. Ken, I know you've been homeless in the past. Have you ever been down to the Corazon ministry down there in San Antonio?
No, I haven't.
It's on Travis Street. Anyway, they serve a soup kitchen. They got a soup kitchen, and every once in a while I go over there. I was talking to the executive director. His name's Gavin Rogers, and he told me that you and Tony Farrar come in there and eat food at the homeless kitchen, and you're taking food away from
the
poor people.
No, we don't.
Wow. It only took 7 days for the trolls to get to you.
It's called Corazon.
Yeah,
that means heart, by
wow.
the way.
Just
in Mexican
7 days.
Language.
Grover, shut up and stop rambling off. You're always just flapping your lips. Shush. Nobody wants to hear you anymore. Shush.
You're clapping them ass cheeks.
Uh-huh. You should know. You're always talking about it, you little freak.
No, I'm talking about
too. I heard you were on here.
Charity blowjobs.
Shalom.
Well, go give some. Go give some. Hurry up. Bye.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't
for
even
you
know.
To go give some charity blowjobs. That's what you're always talking about. Go give some.
It's on 230 East Travis Street. You need to go down there. It's inside the Travis Park Church. They got a soup kitchen.
Well, you go down there on Travis Street. I heard they just set up a skating ring down there.
Oh.
In the park, right across the street.
I like to see
well,
that.
I was in there on Saturday, and they told me how you and Pastor Ken came down there and were eating a homeless
they
food.
Didn't tell you nothing. You're flapping your lips again.
You ain't
it's
homeless.
Kenny's phone. His audio is real bad on Kenny's phone.
You got the
we're
phone up your asshole.
I can't hear Kenny, though.
Well, that's because Kenny's
audio's
not saying
going
anything.
In and out.
Well,
his
he was talking
and
it was cutting in and out like a penis.
It's sliding in and out.
Oh. See, there you go again, talking about sliding in and out. See, y'all just nasty, nasty-minded people. It's like you have nothing better to talk about. I've been hearing this same conversation for 7 years that Ken's been doing this show. Years of
you
the
mean
same
that Dr. Ray
yak,
yak. Called the show before?
Ray Pritchard's never been mentioned.
I wasn't talking about that part of the show. I'm talking about all the rest of it.
What about the Cornerstone Mission? I never talked about that before. That's a new one.
Is that where you're at now, the Cornerstone Mission?
No, Corazon. That means heart.
Oh, Corazon. That means heart. Yeah, that means heart.
Yep. It's got a heart logo on the soup kitchen. It's a day center,
anyway,
and it's called a hub.
Anyway, like I
warm
said, like,
meals.
Like I said, yeah, like I said, flap, flap, flap. Kenny, do you have any other callers?
Yeah, you got 111 call.
Well, let's see who it is.
111.
You take homeless food, you fat in
your die, little Colorado faggot. Die.
Oh, Lord.
Die.
Hang up on that homo.
That was a...
Anybody else?
That was very disrespectful.
Why'd you call him a homo?
I don't co-sign that type of behavior. That was disrespectful.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
The cortisone does HIV
and worried. I'm so worried about what you think. What?
Medical care.
What is your problem with me? I didn't do nothing to you, Farah. Why are you talking shit to me?
Well,
I just said I didn't agree with that caller and the disrespectful shit they said, and you giving me mouth. Like I'm Kenny. I don't want your mouth.
Why are you getting disrespected? I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to Grover.
I thought you was talking to me because I was talking.
So that's what see what happens when people think.
Hey, Tony Farrar, did I ever tell you that I played in the Negro baseball leagues?
Oh, yeah, we've heard it for the day you started calling. We know you worked in the Negro League. We get it. We get it. You played baseball.
I was a pitcher. One time I threw a perfect game, but
I would have thought you were more of a catcher.
No, that's the anal.
I would think you're a speedy catcher.
No, I threw
mm-hmm.
I threw perfect game, but I did throw the ball into the crowd a couple of times when I had some bad reaction to the drugs, but only two kids were hit.
Oh, well, that's good. It could have been worse.
Is Kenny in the dog now?
Where's Kenny?
He's there.
I don't hear Kenny.
I'm right
Kenny,
here.
You and your crate, Kenny, bark twice if you need help. Kenny, bark twice if you need help, brother.
Arf, arf.
Welcome to Club Q. Club Q. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Cut it off. Cut it off.
Yeah, I know. It's me. It's
I know. Cut it off.
Yeah, we'll take that again. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Next call we get like that, Ken's just going to stop the show. Some things should not be played with. That's fucking so fucking disrespectful. I mean, it's bad enough that y'all call it. It's bad enough
that
y'all call in and talk the way you do, but that's just ridiculous.
Hey, wait a minute.
The next call we get like that, the show's over.
Okay, we got another one. Call.
You are now in the host queue.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello? We hear you.
Wrong one, you're in there.
Somebody playing on that phone again.
Okay, well, you don't want to talk. Okay, goodbye. All right. Well, that's it for the callers so far.
Well, then, let's play a song. Do you have something Christmassy? 'Tis the season. It's almost Thanksgiving. You got a Christmas song there in your stash?
I might have.
Well, let's see. Let's play one. Nothing else interesting going on. Might as well play some Christmas music and spread some holiday cheer.
Let's see what I got. Let's see what I got. Okay. Let's play that.
Is Grover still on the line or did he hang up?
There you go.
That sounds great, Kenny. Oh, yeah. You get out of the way, hey.
I'll give it a go.
control.
Singer, this song's gay.
This song is so gay.
Christmas
didn't
forget.
Oh, I thought you
all enjoy that. Kenny, let him go. Kenny, please. Please let him go. Let him out your asshole, Kenny. Kenny.
Hey. I got something for you.
Release him from your loins, Kenny. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I got some great sound effects for y'all. Here we go.
Kenny. Wow, that's the best show you've ever done, Kenny.
What the hell?
Sounds like Kenny after Tony Ferrando with his asshole. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Anal fart.
This is a nasty-ass show, man. You go, Kenny, you're sitting all over yourself like Tony Gaga. This is still about the third of what you give, Kenny.
Much better now.
Kenny, you're a toddler, man. What's wrong with you? You shitting all over the phone on your godly show? did you just poop out banjo, Kenny? I told you to free banjo, baby. Come on now.
Where's banjo?
That was funny.
Where's banjo?
Kenny, you got some calls here from 111.
I can't even read what he wrote. Kenny, can you release Banjo from your loins, please, Kenny? Please, he's been in there too long, and Grover needs him. It's his emotional support animal, Kenny. You're making me emotional on your show.
I got it through the VA.
Kenny? Don't make me afraid to call in. I don't even know who the hell that is, but...
Let's take maybe Ray Pritchard to call back in.
Kenny's scared of Ray Pritchard. Kenny's scared shitless, so he hung up on him. Kenny ran. He ran like Farrah put a boot on him and put it in his asshole.
Yeah, right. Woo-wee. Sure did. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you play some more fart noise?
Kenny, play some more farts, Kenny. Like a four-year-old toddler. Like when you got left in the trash bin when you were 5 years old and you couldn't crawl out. Play some more fart noises. That's funny.
That's rude.
I want to speak facts, baby.
Amen.
Kenny, tell Tony to call in, man.
What happened?
Now, I would like Brother Michael Hunt to call in as well. Mike Hunt, please call in. I would like to speak to him about a exercise regimen that I am working on currently with DC3.
No. Where's Uncle? Where's Tony Gaga?
I don't know.
I think he's in the shitter.
Where'd he go?
I think that was Tony farting on the show. I don't even think that was sounds from Kenny. I think that was Tony Gaga. Because I know that.
Hey, it's Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Up,
how
brother?
You doing, Mike?
Hey, pretty good. Just wanted to ask Don what kind of exercises he's doing with DC3. What's going on?
Oh, I've just been doing some real hardcore curling. with both arms, brother. I try to get more of a high repetition, so I do like 3 sets of 20. And I was just wondering, what do you prefer? Do you prefer like a fewer repetitions with a higher weight, or more repetitions with, I mean, BC3 ain't light, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he's lighter than like 30 pounds. So I was wondering if I should stick with the curls with the dick, or if I should actually move to some plates, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you want to get really massive, you want to eat a ton of food, a ton of protein, and go real heavy, lift heavy, stay in the low rep range. But if you want to stay lean and get those muscles good and pumped and add a little bit of good lean muscle that's noticeable, go in that high rep range. Do 20, maybe even 30 reps till it burns. Kind of like somebody's asshole burns when the last boyfriend frittata had. And what's with frittata hitting on here, taking over? Kenny, I don't think Kenny's a thief. Maybe he stole one or two things, but we don't think Kenny's that bad of a thief. He's a godly man. But, man, Farrar got on here. He's on the rag. He's yelling at us. Uncle Tony's pissed off. Now he doesn't. Can we please, if Tony Gaga, if you are listening, please call in. Ken wasn't. Now, he thinks Ken was making fun of him with the farts. Donnie, do you think Ken was making fun of Tony Gaga?
No, actually, if you want my honest opinion, I think Kenny is like an 80-year-old man in the body of a 12-year-old. So, like, you know, he thinks, like, the playing the farts, like, he thinks that shit's hilarious. And I have to admit, it is better than his show usually is, just listening to farts. I mean, it's definitely better than his sermons that he feels. But anyway, I think Gaga should call in. You know, I would like to hear from him. Tony, if you're listening, stop being a fat baby and call into the show. Stop it. Call in. Be a man. Be a man.
Yeah, we got another one more caller. Maybe it's Tony. Let me see. 1-1, you on here?
1-1.
Shut up. Okay.
Tony.
Okay.
Tony Gaga, call in. Be a
Tony
man,
Gaga.
Tony. Be a man. I know you got woman's titties, but be a man and call this show immediately right now. I'm going to be pissed at you, Tony. Call in right now. Damn it.
By the way, pass the skin. Pastor Ken,
yeah.
What are you topping for? This is an audio podcast.
I'm trying to get Uncle Tony to come into the call in the show.
Oh, Ken, did you see that the first World Cup soccer match was today and Ecuador won 2-0?
I didn't see it. I was watching football earlier.
That's a different kind of football.
Yeah.
Ecuador 2-0.
I don't understand, man. I don't understand why Tony's being such a baby. He acting like Kent Hopper right now. He's being a little baby with titties, like bitch titties, and he won't even call in. I don't understand why he's being a baby. I don't understand. I'm getting very upset, Tony. You better call in and stop being a baby and being a baby bitch. With your titties, you got a bra, and you got big fat titties in your gut, and you weigh 345,000 pounds, and you don't exercise, and you fat. And you're really pissing me off, Tony, so you better call in or I'm going to whoop that ass.
Well, hopefully he's going to call in. Uncle T is typing now.
Expeditiously, I will whoop that ass expeditiously, as T.I. would say. I will expeditiously whoop that ass, Tony. Call in right now or you a bitch. You a bitch.
Ooh, he's calling Ken a sermon stealer.
For too long, I've had you out of my life.
Tony, if you a grown man, you need to call in and say that shit to Kenny's face. Only a bitch says it on Discord and doesn't call in. Are you a bitch, Tony? Well, we all know the answer to that. I think you's a bitch. I think you's a straight bitch, Tony. Call in and say that shit to the pastor's face, or at least to the phone, if you a man.
He's also talking shit to the ghost of Bandit, saying, get fixed. I think he meant to type get fucked, but we all know he can't spell.
Yeah, Tony retarded. Tony a step up from Kent Hopper in that way.
Look at what he typed. It says, you know, Don, you're being a you-know-what.
Well, stop talking shit. Call in, you fat motherfucker. Sorry, Kenny.
I think he's calling you the That's the N-word. And then Pastor
and
Ken
I have
says he's stealing a sermon, a Steeler. He spelled it like Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
Pastor Ken, I don't know if you know this, but Tony Gaga is also going bald. So you might want to say a prayer for him. It's, he's losing hair pretty fast. And, you know, if you're listening, Uncle Tony, I might send you that spray hair in a can for Christmas. Maybe I'll mail you one of those. What do you think there, Uncle Tony?
Well, I don't know how he's listening to the message of what we're talking about, okay, from Discord, okay, because he's not in the chat room, and he's not in, unless he's one of these 111 callers, they haven't pressed the one key. That's
he's
the only
probably
way
got a laptop.
He can probably listen to the show, okay, that I know of.
I don't know what's going on, man. This is why he gets on my nerves, man. He talk a lot of shit, but he never back any of it up. That's what happened with Carmen. Remember Carmen? He talked all that shit. Carmen beat the hell out of him, threw him down a snowbank and shit. And Carmen gave
well,
his hell.
Well, we got the one caller that called the press one game. Let's find out one of them's Uncle Tony.
Carmen.
No Uncle Tony there.
Goodbye.
God. Did y'all hear that, man? That was some barbecue chicken. Woo! Lord have mercy. That was a real fart, man. I let that shit loose.
Hello?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hey, Uncle T.
Oh, there he is. Hey, fat boy.
Yeah, Donnie, what the fuck is your fucking problem? Calling me names and shit and making fat noises for Ken.
You were talking
making
a lot of shit.
Making fun of me,
that's what...
Donnie. You're supposed to be my friend and you're making fucking fun of me with Ken?
You talking shit?
No,
man.
I'm not making fun
like
of you. I didn't make fun of you. The fart noises was to get back at some of the people that were calling in and had nothing to do with you, Uncle T.
But Donnie's over here saying that I'm fat and I got tits and all this shit.
Where's
what's
the lie,
wrong
man?
With you?
Tony, where's the lie? Where is what? I did not lie. I do not lie. That was not a lie. You got titties? You got a gut? You fat, Tony?
You got boobs. It's Grover
Washington. Yeah, okay, so... You're being fresh to me, Donnie, and you're acting like something that I don't want to fucking say, but that's what you're acting like right now.
Clarence is out of jail, motherfucker. You say that word, I'm going to send him up there. He know where your fat ass is, and you can't move, motherfucker. You fat as hell. I know you up to 400 pounds. I've been getting reports. I heard about all that shit you've been eating. You're supposed to be losing weight, Tony. What's wrong with you, man? You're losing your hair, but you're not losing weight. It's going the wrong direction, brother.
Fat.
Why?
I thought you were talking about Ken stealing sermons.
Hey, Uncle T, how have you been? It's been a long time since I've heard from you. I mean, I talked to you the other night in voice chat on Discord.
Yeah.
But how are you actually doing these days?
He's fat, man. He's really fat.
I'm doing all right, but as Donnie likes to point out, I gained a couple more pounds, but it's muscle, so I don't know why he's making fun of me.
You've been working out, Uncle G?
Yeah,
he's been curling bread. That nigga been curling bread for about a month and a half. That's all that motherfucker's eating. He's fat as hell, man. Stop eating.
All right, Don, you're being fresh to me. You're being a fucking nigga.
Okay, what? Did he say it, Kenny?
Yeah, he did. But, Uncle,
Did he say that to me on the show, Kenny?
Yeah, he hung up. He hung up.
He called me a nigga, Kenny.
My fucking dick, you fucking asswipe.
Kenny, I didn't even say nothing, man. What's wrong with you?
It's not me. Somebody's playing a recording.
Where's Uncle
that
T?
That isn't you, Kenny. That sounds exactly like you.
No, it wasn't me. Somebody was playing a recording. Okay?
Are you sure he hung up?
You, Kenny?
Is he still on the line?
No, Uncle T hung up. Uncle T hung up. He pissed him off.
He called
me.
He called the N-word. I say nigra, but he said the N-I-G-G-E-R one. I prefer he didn't say that.
Well, Kenny, me and Tony got a problem now.
I see this.
We have a major problem. See, I was just trying to get the man to call in and stop talking shit. He calls in, and everything I said was factual, man. I said he had titties. He got titties. He fat. He got fat. He be eating bread all the time? He eat bread all the time. What was the lie? Why is he calling me a hard R, man? What the fuck, Kenny? Now I'm about to smack fire out his ass. I mean, make bacon out that fat motherfucker. I mean, already a pig. Shit.
Well, I don't know why he did that. I mean, that kind of shocked me, too.
That's racist.
Well, we in for an interesting few weeks because Clarence just got out of jail, brother. You know how Clarence is. He don't play.
Yeah.
Shocked you like a dick in the pooper.
Didn't Clarence go up to Boston once and beat up Uncle Tony?
Yeah, he smacked him around. He didn't do. He shoved it was actually Rico that he really busted up pretty bad, put him in intensive care. I shouldn't even be talking about this on the radio. Allegedly. That was long time ago, though. There was a guitar involved. He was found allegedly with the guitar up his rectum. but I don't think he's ever really, beating Tony's ass bad, though. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. I'm going to have to think about this because Tony clearly is not in his right mind. I think the fat has gone to his brain. He was always very small-minded and smooth-brained. Grover's going to throw up on your show, Kenny. I hope you don't mind. but anyway,
I'm sorry.
It's all right, brother. I know how it is.
I thought I was muted.
You've had COVID for 47 times, so I will never hold that against you, brother.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm doing fine.
Kenny, is Mike still on the line, or did you kick him off the line?
No, he's still here.
Yeah, I've been trying to talk. Tony Gaga's on here. He's trying to apologize already. He said, Donnie, you're being a filth mouth son of a bitch. Now he's saying, Donnie, I am sorry. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Don?
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to sleep on it. I'm going to have to sleep on it. I've given this man so many chances. I've been nice to him, begged him to come back on the show. For what? For what? To get called a nigga? I mean, is that it? Is that the end of this? I mean, that's disrespectful as hell. Everything I said was factual, man. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I was just keeping it a stack, man. Trying to help him get healthy because he's so damn fat. But he don't want to listen to nothing anyone says. Mike, you try to help the man. You know what I'm talking about.
That's right. I tried several times. He won't even answer my emails. I sent him stuff. He is in a vicious, self-destructive cycle. He's in a bad cycle. And, I don't think Father Gianni would like the fact that he's used.
Wait a minute.
I think Tony Gaga needs to apologize.
Hold on a second.
Gay.
Kenny, I just got a message from somebody that said you told Tony to call me that for fucking ratings?
I did not. I would never do that, Donnie.
Kenny.
I would never do that.
Kenny, what is going on, man? What is going on, man? Why is everybody hating on me tonight?
Because you're black.
Like if I know.
He just wants ratings.
Why do you not like black people, man?
Ooh, I like black people.
Not really.
Kenny, I thought we were in the circle of trust, man. Damn, we out of the circle of trust again?
You always been a little hostile to me.
I feel like Kenny be having, like, cross burnings and shit. Like, now it's all coming to me like the Mississippi burning, man. Kenny one of them type of dudes, man. Kenny, why would you have him do that? That's so disrespectful, man. Hurt. I'm hurt,
I
Kenny.
Didn't.
I am hurt, right? I'm very emotional. I'm very emotional. Tony, call back in. I want to hear the story, Tony. Call back in. I would like you to tell the story. I will not curse at you again, man. I am sorry for cursing at you.
He did it for the ratings?
That's what he did.
Wow.
No, that's
what
he
did. Money ratings. Money ratings. That's
all
it
is.
That's what Tony said.
It's all very
confusing. Well, Tony's saying that BBF said it. And that's why he said it. Why he said the
N-word. Oh, so then BBF told you to say it then?
Yeah.
But told him to say it, though. You didn't tell him to say it. I'm confused, man.
No.
Jesus.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Why would BBF tell Tony to? I'm very confused.
Yeah, BBF said that you told him to call me, to call him. I don't know what the heck's going on here. I hadn't talked to BBF, okay, but no, as far as I know, okay, BBF called in the show, and I hung up on him, okay? So I didn't say anything to BBF, so that's not true. So I don't know what's going on. With Uncle T, okay, do not know.
I think he, you know what I think? This is what I think. I think all of that's a bunch of bullshit. I think he just called me that, now he's making up a story. That's what I think. So
yeah,
whatever,
me too.
Tony, whatever,
I'm
going to
bring him
up Pastor
Phil. He's in the queue.
Okay,
Phil.
Bring him in.
Okay.
Bring him in. Yo.
Hey.
What? I'm pulling it all night or working tonight because my pastorally duties are very important to me. But what the hell is going on with Uncle T? I need to fix here, so to speak.
We really don't know. He called Donnie the N word on the air tonight.
N-I-G-G-E-R.
Donnie, what the hell happened? Explain to me, like, how that went down.
Well, you know, Tony was talking a lot of trash in his room like he does, and I just said stop being a baby and call the show. If you got something to say to Ken, say it to him. And he called in and, Jesus Christ, fuck, that's nasty, man. You
got
to mute yourself, man. You a nasty motherfucker, Grover.
Yeah, well, I gotta find a mute button on this thing. I got the new Apple iPhone 14 Pro Max XL.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know, man. So he called in, and I was just giving him, you know, I was just giving him hell because he keeps telling me when I talk to him off air that he's doing really good with his diet, but then I see photos of him, and this motherfucker is like 450 pounds. So I was trying to speak to him in a way that he would understand, and he just called me the hard R. He just let it out, you know. And I'm not having that shit. I'm not having
hey,
it. It's not gonna happen. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I mean, he sent me a message saying Kenny, you know, told him to say it for the ratings on the show, and then now he's backtracking on that. I don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna get
it's
to the
terrible.
Bottom of it. I'll tell you that.
You know,
that
what it sounds like to me, Donnie, it sounds like
it's
to me that Tony has always had a detestment for African-Americans because,
yep.
I don't know. I think he has maybe penis envy, since he likes to talk to sex constantly.
Oh, wait,
you know, you black guys tend to be
a
little bit more large and in charge.
Kenny, Fontaine is on 111, man. Bring him on. I want to hear from him.
I want
okay.
to hear from
him. Okay, I got to figure out which one he's on. Or is he 111?
Hello. Good evening, there. Hello here.
Oh! Hello,
sir. Now, listen here. Everybody listen here. I need to confirm that everything that Mr. Tony Gaga said is accurate here, because Mr. Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman is very upset here that we called him out for stealing sermons, and he thought it would be a good idea to turn Tony Gaga against you here, DC2.
That's not true. Quit lying,
Jesus.
BB up. That's a lie. Okay, enough of that lying garbage on my radio. Another one will be
Hello.
Can I hate the hey, motherfucker? I'm going to.
Okay.
Ken, I hate to say, Ken, you gotta.
Kenny,
yeah,
what's
Ken,
that?
You
I'm talking to you,
Kenny. Right now.
What the fuck is going on? Why are you doing this to me, man?
I ain't done nothing to nobody.
Kenny, he just called in and said what happened. What the fuck, Kenny?
Kenny,
that's not true.
You turn your back.
Believe what you want to believe, Donnie. The show's over, by the way.
Family,
Donnie.
Why
would you do that, Donnie?
Goodbye.
Is this time?